Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. Yes, this is our last time. I'm so filled with gratitude that I'm joyful right now for all those people out there who have followed, has listened, have asked your questions, and have been with us. It's been an exciting journey and one I hate to see come to an end, but sometimes it's time to shut the door and move on. Now, I am trying to work with someone to pick up where I left off and continue these, who is extremely knowledgeable. It's not socked in yet, so just keep your eye open in your newsletter box. Excuse me. I will continue the website and counseling people by phone. I would ask if you talk to me for hours on end and call often if you make a contribution. The other expenses are still high. I've shaved about $1,000 off by getting off the internet, and I just want my time. I've been dedicated here for so long in this chair on Thursdays to be with you, and you know, if you buy the book, all I'm doing is reciting information that's in the book. You've got me in your pocket, and if you can pick it up, there are over 180 different applications, and if you don't find one for your specific one, you can find one a close kin, a first cousin, and the protocols will pretty much be the same. So I'm going to encourage you to consider getting the book. Because it can be your clay knowledge Bible, so to speak. All the mixing and directions, how to make things, poultices, the do's and don'ts of clay, the history of clay, testimonials, recipes, the future of clay, how clay works, the science behind it, all of that's in the book. So with no further ado, let's get on with our last webinar and check out who we've got in the books. Sharon in Fort Collins. Hi, Sharon. We will really miss listening to your information and important webinars. I've learned so much from you. Wishing you a very enjoyable retirement. Thanks for all. I'm going to get teary-eyed if y'all keep this up. Thank you, Sharon. You've been with me a long time. Margaret Rosenberg from Canaan, Connecticut. I have used bentonite clay a long time, and it's truly wonderful. Now you have reminded me of it again, and I want to buy some. Where can I get it, and how much is the cost? Margaret, I will email you the information on the clay that I prefer. I can't say it online because it's like advertising, even though I'm not selling it now. And it's difficult because you have a good clay and you want to share the information. I will get you some good sources that are less expensive and sell the clay. So I will email you when this is over. Thank you. Thank you for going back into clay. I'll tell you, it's wonderful. Bernadette Dwan and Bellegarde de Reyes. I'm not sure what that is. I have a rotator cuff shoulder injury at the moment and wondering how to use the clay. If the ligament isn't completely severed, if you'll put a clay poultice, the clay mud, on your shoulder, and lay some Glad Press and Seal over it at night and sleep with it on. You can do it during the day with the Press and Seal. You can put the sticky side to your skin covering the clay, and the dry edges hold it to your skin so you could wear it under your clay. I have a totally completely torn rotator cuff, and I know how painful it can be. Avoid lifting your arm, crossing your body like from right to left in a swinging motion, or lifting something straight up with that shoulder for a while. you're going to have to really quit using it for too much laborious, heavy-duty work to let it mend. If it's just inflamed and slightly torn, the clay will help heal it faster. Thank you, and good luck with that. I tore mine completely and then didn't go to the doctor and didn't use clay. I just thought it would go away. And I had torn it completely, and they can't do surgery because it's the ligament is shrunk down. So take good care of it. I still, you know, it's not that bad. It's just in lifting. I know what I can do and what I can't do. I put it that way. Okay, Priya Gopal, Rotterdam and Highland, Holland. I love this. We're getting international calls. How can I use the clay internally and externally to heal acne, scars, hyperpigmentation, hair loss, hormonal disbalance? Can you give me some examples of people who cured these things that would really boost my confidence? There are tons of testimonials on the website bentoniteclayinfo.com on acne, scars, pigmentation, hair loss, hormonal imbalance, and all this is in the book. Yes, it can cure these things. You know, for your hair, you just rub the mud into your scalp at night, and when it dries, it's going to pull circulation and blood flow. If your hair follicles are not dead, it will re-energize them. If the hair follicles are dead, there's nothing there to stimulate. Scars, it reduces scar tissues. I've seen 40-year-old basketball scars reduced in a week. One lady had a severe burn when she was a child and had these scars on her arm that were very deep, and she got a rash, and I gave her some clay to put on all night, and when she put it on the next morning, she got up and she said, "Oh my gosh, my scars are not as prominent as they used to be." She was totally amazed. You know, it worked. I have testimonies on people going through hot flashes and saying when they drank the clay, it's not as bad. She doesn't break out in real sweats and things like that, but if she leaves it off one day, it'll come back. So start drinking the clay for that. Clay is about balance. It's homeostatic. It wants to bring everything back into balance. Homeostasis is the word I was trying to say. And go to that website and look at some of those testimonials. It'll do that and so much more. You want to drink the clay internally. You want to put it on poultices, on different body organs. If you want to do a liver cleanse, stimulate your liver, you can put it over your liver, you can put it over your kidney. You only want to do one body organ at a time, your thyroid, underarm, lymph glands. The use of clay is endless. And if you're really interested in learning all these things and more, get the book, Bentonite Clay. Calcium bentonite clay, nature's pathway to healing. If you go to the bentoniteclayinfo.com website, there's a link there to get the book. So, or you might check other places too. Jackie Carter, Newcastle, Colorado. I can't listen live this week due to a physical therapy appointment, but I wonder if clay could help with scar tissue healing. Thank you so much for all you've done for all of us for so long. You will be missed. But I hope your retirement will be full of fun, and I have no doubt it will. Thank you, Jackie. That's what I have in mind. I want to travel some and go places while I still can. And I have a group of friends. We call ourselves the Senior Six Packs, and we like to do things together, take little day trips or an overnight weekend trip, and we play dominoes and cards and nothing real active, but a lot of fun anyway. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. Yes, scar tissue healing, just apply the clay to the area, the wet clay mud, and put it the glad presence seal over it to hold it in place. Sleep with it on at night, and you will very quickly see a reduction in scar tissue. Even if it's below the surface and it's not too deep, putting it over that area will help. And thank you for the beautiful comments. Mariella in Fairfax, Virginia. Hi, Perry. Can I mix milk with clay? With the milk after the will the milk alter the quality and potency of the clay? What would the benefits be for my skin? Thank you so much, and congratulations for your retirement. This is a total retirement, or can I still reach out to you by email? No, I'm always going to, as long as I can, I'll keep the website. It's pretty costly. I'm going to keep the donation button up there to help me with that. It's an ongoing expense, but yes, my information will be there, how you can reach me by email or by phone, and I will take calls. Now, if I'm off playing with my girlfriends, I may let it go to voicemail, but I will call you back later. So be patient with me, and thank you. I don't think I can ever quit talking about clay. You know, it's my passion. Mixing it with milk. If you mix it in the liquid form first and then add it to the milk, I don't see why that would hurt. Some people pour the liquid clay into their tea. So it shouldn't have any effect on the milk or the clay. It's just like food. It doesn't bother your food. It will help. If you eat a hot pepper, it's going to help take the heat out of your mouth and your skin where it's touched. So, yes. Joanne Ecker from Aquiana. Thank you, Perry, for all the assistance. Burns, broken toes, cavities, my autistic son eating mushrooms outside. Clay helped us with it all. Any thoughts on clay and skin tags, moles, bunions, and other skin issues? Yes, some skin tags, it will dry off right away. Some, it takes a long time. I have a friend who had moles all over the side of her face, and she started doing the clayshell every night, and there's still some of the larger ones are still there, but I can't believe, I was looking at her yesterday, and I can't believe, I mean, she had them going from the middle of her forehead all the way down her cheek. And she still has a lot on her chest, but I don't think she worries about those. And she had to wear lots and lots of makeup to cover them up. But when I realized yesterday, I looked at her and I thought, oh, my gosh, you've lost so many of those moles. So keep working on it. Bunions, drinking the clay. I had a lady with the bunion said she started drinking the clay and she could feel a tingling in her bunion and that her toe loosened up and she had more movement in her toe. But I would also put a poultice on that bunion too to help take out the deal. And you know, you got to watch what shoes you're putting your foot into. It's those pointed toe shoes that pop that bunion out in the first state. So give your toe some room to breathe. And any kind of skin issue, put clay on it if you're concerned about it. I had a little place on my cheek. It was a little pink place kind of by one of those freckly things you get when you're older. And I thought, well, maybe it's a little cancer. And I just started putting clay on there. I did it for a week, and it's gone. It hadn't come back. So if it hurts, put clay on it. That's my standard deal. Don't even question it. If it's a toenail fungus, if it's anything people say nothing can cure, like psoriasis, you'll always have it. You just have to manage it. Shingles, nothing can help it. The doctor actually told my husband when he had it to go home and unload all his guns because it was going to get pretty painful. It was in July when he had it. It was all around his waist. I didn't know about clay then, but it will dry up those shingles in record time. It will dry up the chicken pox. Put it on your swollen glands for mumps. You know, if you have a doubt, the clay's not going to hurt. Go ahead and try it. Give it a try. Right now, I have a testimonial I'm going to read you, and what I will do, I'm going to keep the emails going, and I will periodically, when I get a really great testimonial, I'll send it to the newsletter group. So don't disconnect from the newsletter group. But this is one, this lady, and it's an ongoing thing. She sent pictures, and I have these pictures, but so this was the first day. See how purple the foot is. This is, she has ulcers down the side of her ankle, starting above the ankle, well above the ankle, and going down all the way to the side of her heel. Open wounds, just festered and pussing. Said, see how purple her foot is. It had gotten purple on that upper ankle part, on the lower part of her legs, and very red and very swollen. Also, the bottom of her foot seems to have about a half inch of dead skin on it. The clay is starting to pull it off as well. We started on November 11th, and we'll keep you posted as we travel through this journey. Then on November the 15th, the picture below is very graphic. We've been packing the clay on this for 4 days, and what a difference. This is an ulcerated wound, and it has completely, it was completely purple 4 days ago, and the smell of gangrene was unreal. And it is a very graphic picture because the clay is debrining the dead skin and bringing it and healing it from the inside out, so it looks, the swelling has gone down, the smelling has gone away, but the open wound is still very viscous and red. So this was on November the 18th. The swelling is gone, the smell is gone, and she has a pink foot with no signs of purple. She has had this festering for 5 years now, and things have held it at bay but never helped or stopped it. She owned a health food store for better part of 40 years, and had never really heard of calcium bentonite. She's an 87-year-old doll. The clay is amazing, my friend. The next picture said, this is the afternoon of day 5, and it is coming along. This is the first time all the clay rinsed off their original ulcer area. Very impressive. When you put clay on an open wound and you go to rinse it off, sometimes it still has a charge on it, it's still working, and it won't let go. You don't want to scrub it off, just put fresh clay over it. It's still working. So the clay is getting the job done, and it started to rinse off easily. This was 11/21, November 21st. Wow, 2 weeks, looks so much better. Her pain level is listening, so cool. Watching it heal more every day is amazing. Found out the ozone hydrogen peroxide treatment she tried. The peroxide was supposed to be diluted somewhere around 15%, and it was applied full strength. But you just can't imagine how much the ankle's gone down. The flesh looks normal. She still has an ulcer there. November the 26th, we think we're over the hump. She said something interesting. Feels like darkness into the light. We are impressed. It was very cool to have the nurse admit that it's working better every day. So I'm going to continue with this until we get a healed picture to send, and I will send it out. And I'm going to, I have several that are very graphic, that you can see amazing healing that I will be sending from time to time. So, okay, let me get back here. Yes, and Joanne, we have communicated for a long time. You're one of my, you and Sharon are some of my loyal listeners. I have so many of you, and I can't thank you enough for being there. I just feel like this is my family. Mary Jo Bruce and Denton. I will miss knowing you are out there in case. I need help with clay. I will be out here when you need help with clay. You can call or email me. So thank you and have a happy retirement. Thank you, Mary Jo. I'm still here for you, darling. I can't stop helping people with clay. I'm just so bad about walking up to a stranger, a friend I played cards with the other day, and her forehead was all broken out. And I said, you know, if you put clay on that, it'll go away. I've already got them using it. And she said, I know, I should have used it last night, but I was too tired, and I didn't. Once I got in bed, I didn't want to get up. This is from Retta in Atlanta. Bless you, Perrier. You are a blessing to all of us. How does the clay work for digestion? How do you use it personally for digestion? You drink it. You just drink it and it goes to work. It wants to balance. It wants to balance the acidity. And it's like a little garbage truck going through you and picking up the trash by the ionic charge. So it has a wisdom. It knows where to go. It goes to the highest concentration of positive charge. Your viruses, your bacteria, your fungus all have a positive charge. So it's like a magnet drawn to the worst places, and it cleans it out. It has such a strong surface area of negative charges that it can dilute those positive charges. It pulls, sucks them into between the clay, layers of clay, and carry the bad bacteria, the viruses, the fungus, the infection, all of this out of the body. It just absorbs it. The book explains scientifically how it works, and I really recommend you getting the book. Now, I use it when I first started taking it internally, the first time I took it, it was okay. I didn't have anything wrong, and I thought, okay, I guess it's okay. I didn't experience anything because I was pretty healthy. And then I started getting acid reflux really, really bad. And the Tums didn't help and the Malox didn't help. And I thought, you know, if this keeps up, if I ate after 7 o'clock at night, I was going to have it coming up my throat into the back of my throat. And I thought, I'm going to have esophageal cancer if I'm not careful. And I ran into the person who introduced me today, and I was complaining about it. And he said, you're not drinking the clay. And I said, well, you're right. You gave it to me, and you told me about that. And I took a clay bath, and it really felt good. But I've used it topically, but I haven't really started drinking it. You know, it tastes like earth. And he said, well, if you want to get rid of that, you better start drinking it. In 3 days, I was laying down flat, not propped up on 3 pillows at night, laying down flat sleeping, and I haven't had it since then. Anytime I start to get a little something, a little indigestion or something, I just take a big swig of clay. Now, I drink clay pretty much every day. Sometimes I get busy and I miss, but I keep a bottle on my kitchen cabinet. I just go by and pour off 2 ounces and chug-a-lug. If I've been eating something that's particularly spicy, I may need a little bit more, but if you drink it and get it in you, it will work. It will work on your gut. I've had people who were threatened to have their whole intestine removed and put on a bag the rest of their life. And it healed all the things, the ulcerative colitis, the Crohn's disease, the polyps, the irritable bowel syndrome, were all healed. She was drinking it aggressively, 8 ounces 3 times a day, and doing some occasionally a poultice over her abdomen, and it just completely healed. When she finally had to have surgery to repair a weak spot that had been there for some time, they only removed 8 to 10 inches, I think. And the doctors were amazed because all the things they had seen there were not there any longer. So, yes, take it for indigestion. Retta also says, part two, to previous submission requests, do you know testimonials for receding gums using clay? Yes, and sometimes it will build them back up, but it will definitely stop the recession if you take a ridge on a, get a popsicle stick. I use the handle of my toothbrush, something flat that will hold a little ridge of clay. Pull your cheek out and deposit the dry powder around your tooth on the gum side and on the back side. And a little get on your tongue, but you can kind of push it over there, and the saliva will stick it to that tooth. Do that at night and sleep with it in your mouth. Then you can rinse it out and spit it out in the morning. It's going to bring blood flow and circulation to those gums. It's going to heal. It's going to get any dead tissue out of there. And it will, if the tissue is already gone, sometimes it stimulates a little bit of growth coming back. But sometimes if it's gone too badly, it doesn't help regrow it. But it will certainly stop the recession from happening. I brush my teeth with the clay. I put toothpaste on my toothbrush. I wet my toothbrush. I tap the water off. I make my own tooth powder. I put the clay, some stevia, a little cloves, some little drops of peppermint. I know there's some powdered peppermint out there, and I'm looking at it. You don't need very much, a few drops of peppermint. When you drop the peppermint in the powder, you have to get a rubber glove and break it up because it'll be little balls if you don't. And then I just dip my toothbrush into that and brush my teeth. And gets that feeling of socks on your teeth off. It really cleans them well. Helps the yellow, if you're drinking a tea drinker, it helps the yellow go away. So get that on those teeth. Okay. Testimonials SIBO, the irritable small intestinal bowel. Yes. Go on the website, calcium bentonite clay info.com. I'm sorry, wait a minute. BentoniteClayInfo.com. That's the website. There, look at the testimonials under colon, and you will see a lot with IBS. The same lady that had all the problem had an obstruction in her bowel, and she was taking large amounts of the clay and put a poultice on her intestine, and she passed the obstruction. She said it was like the size of a tennis ball. She felt like she was giving birth to a jagged rock. But that area was weakened, and that's when she had to have the part that she had to have taken out. So try that. Now, 80% of the people start taking clay and have good bowel movements. 20% will get constipated. It's because of your particular digestive system not functioning right. So if you are one that gets constipation, there are two things you can do. Get over-the-counter magnesium tablets. You want magnesium oxide, not the caltrate. And you can take, you want the tablets because you can cut them in half and you can find them out that works for you to keep your bowels softened and moving. The other thing I started doing recently, a friend told me, and I noticed that, because I always tend to be constipated, I've started drinking lemon juice, the juice of a half of a large lemon, in hot water. I put a sprinkle of cayenne pepper in it, and I use a little honey or agave with it because I just can't drink the straight lemon juice. I have a friend that does that. It's a liver cleanse and stimulator, but I noticed when I started doing it, my bowels are much more regular. So there are two things that you can do for that. And there are lots of testimonials on there on colon and IBS and leaky gut and all of that. You know, it's funny because clay can stop diarrhea and it can stop constipation too. I don't know how it does what it does. I'll never understand it completely, but thank you for that. Okay, Ray C. in Satsuma, California. For a C-section scar, how deep does the clay go to heal when used externally? Also, if you could email me the link to the quality lower cost clay, thanks for all your information. Trying to get people not to look at me crazy when I tell them to eat dirt. Honey, I've been doing that for 20 years. I know exactly how you feel, and I just hate to see them suffering when there's such an easy solution, inexpensive solution right there. But just keep on trying, you know. It took me having acid reflux and someone saying, if you really want to get rid of it, you'll drink that clay. Now I don't even taste it. I drink it. I don't even take a sip of water afterwards. I'm so used to it, it doesn't bother me at all. Okay. We don't know how deep it goes because we can't see how deep the scar is. But I trust the clay. If it'll take it off the top, I believe it will work beneath the layer too. So just get that poultice and put it over that scar area or the area where you think the subdermal scarring is, and put it on thickly and put your saran wrap, your glad press and seal over it to hold it in place. Sleep with it on. You can wear it on under your clothes during the day too as well. And you let me know how long it takes till you feel that loosening up, would you? I still like to be in the know. And I love your email. It says clay@seethewow.com. You're a true clay disciple, Ray. Thank you so much. Rhonda in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I think we've talked before. Will clay help produce collagen and reduce deep facial wrinkles? I don't know about producing collagen, but it will tighten the skin and those deep facial wrinkles will begin to go away. It fluffs out the skin. Now, I use a combination of things. I use the clay mask at night, and I put it on it, and I leave a thin coat on. And you know, on the weekend, you can put kind of a thick coat on and let it dry. And don't plan on talking because it dries like concrete. You feel like your face is going to crack if you smile or move it. And it looks like it's pulling your eyes down, but it's tightening it. And when you wash it off, your skin's going to feel baby soft. But at nighttime, I put a thin coat over those wrinkle lines, my smile lines under my eyes. And I'm just starting to get a few light wrinkles on my cheek. But if I keep doing that, and during the daytime, I use the Living Clay. A face and body scrub, not face and body scrub, a body cream. And I like the citrus green tea body cream, and it's got clay in it, and it dries to a matte finish, but all day long your skin feels soft, and it sort of fluffs out the wrinkle, and I use it on my arms, because I'm nearly 80 years old, and my arms look like crepe paper if I don't use it. But when I put that on there, my arms stay soft to the touch, and they are wrinkle-free until I go to bed or until I take my shower the next day. If I wash it off, it goes away. I need to reapply it again. But it is worth its weight in gold. And it's called, it's made by the Living Clay Company, and it's called Body Cream. Their body cream, they have it in the unscented and citrus green tea, which is a very light, sweet scent. And Rhonda also says, will clay help produce collagen? And, oh, I just read that one. Okay. I don't know if it's producing collagen or not. All I know is it works. And I run around with a lot of ladies who are my age, and they have these really deep wrinkles, and they're amazed that I don't. But I've been using this for 20 years, and it's made a difference. People can't believe I'm 79 years old. Pamela in Lancaster. Hi, Pamela. This is one of the sweetest people and loyal supporters, and I just love her dearly. She's one of the few that have really contributed to my continuing the website and things, and I appreciate her so much. She says, thanks for all the years of sharing your knowledge of clay. I've used it for so many ways, inside and out. My life and health are much better because of you, and I now have tools to take care of myself. A question today. I use internal clay for general wellness, besides occasionally for certain conditions. I haven't considered it a calcium supplement. Does it have a significant amount of calcium? If so, might it be consistent with my K2 supplement for best distribution of calcium? No, it does have calcium in it, but it's not a measurable amount. We don't know how much it gives out. It's in the cation exchange layer. From clay, you only get 4 minerals. Clay is made up of 80 to 90 minerals, but they're fused together by covalent hydrogen oxide bonds, and it's like a chain link of these minerals, and they make up the negative charge, the clay platelet. But there are 4 minerals in the cation exchange layer that are bioavailable, but only if there's a need to exchange. You can get some calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. And it's not in measurable amounts. It's on an as-need base by your body. So I wouldn't stop taking your daily supplements. I take quite a bit of calcium because I never got on the hormone medication after I reached 50 or whatever age when my hormones changed. And my doctor just said take 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, and I take the calcium citrate. I've also tried bone meal calcium. It's supposed to be more bioavailable. And you also need to know that you need to take calcium. Magnesium helps make your calcium more bioavailable if you take magnesium with your calcium. And you get all that in your one-a-day vitamins, too. So, but thank you so much for your continued support. I don't have your phone number, but I have your email, and you're such a loyal supporter and one of the few that really helped me do what I do. And if any of you want to contribute to continuing the rest of it, it is very expensive to do, and my income I'm on my retirement income, so that's why I'm making other decisions. Cheryl McCoy said, Perry, I love you forever and then some. When one chapter ends, a new one begins. I'm excited to see what comes next. I want to tell you, this lady has made this possible. Without her help, and she's helped me for many years with the website. She's the one that transcribes the notes and puts them on the website. I can't go into a website and do anything. Just reading it is hard enough, but to add something to do with this and that. So I couldn't have done all of this without Cheryl's help. And Cheryl has Aztec clay, so she's also very knowledgeable about it. And she's 100% pure gold in my heart. I love you dearly, darling. Thank you. Jill Mejia from San Diego, I just wanted to say I love you, I will miss you, and I wish you a very blessed and well-deserved retirement. You're going to make me cry. I'm so attached, I'm going to miss you so much. I hope I can work a deal where someone will continue this and you all will listen to them, and then I can come on occasionally and do a show too. So keep signing up for those newsletters, because I'm going to send testimonials and little bits of wisdom every now and then. Jan Bedladia, Skokie, Illinois. How do you make a clay poultice so it isn't too watery and sticks to the skin? You need the right amount, and it depends on the clay you're using. It's how much water you add to the clay. The clay I use is a triple swelling clay, and it's 3 parts of water to 1 part of clay. But remember, clay is like flour. It can be a light cup with a lot of air in it or a pack cup. So you want 1 pack cup of clay to 3 cups of water. I put it in a blender and blend it, and it gets real smooth and gets all the lumps out. and then pour it up. If you get a little too much water, it will be watery for a while, but over time it'll begin to dry out and firm up. Just if yours is coming out too watery, put another tablespoon of clay in there next time. It should be about the consistency of sour cream. And I don't know if it will stay on your skin without running off. It'll be a little gel blob. Okay? Thank you. Okay. Retta in Atlanta, third question to the previous submission. Do you have any testimonials using clay for chronic Lyme disease diagnosed by blood work and Lyme specialists? Yes, ma'am, we do. We have three amazing ones with Lyme disease, and they are on that website, bentoniteclayinfo.com. And I will send them to you personally. I'll get Cheryl to send me your email, and I will send them to you personally. Okay, Jill Mejia again in San Diego. Perry, my sister, stepsister has Crohn's. She's on medication. Can she take clay in between? Yes, ma'am, she can. You know, the clay is going to heal it faster than the medication, but she needs to start slow, maybe 2 ounces three times a day, and build up every other day, add another ounce until she gets up to 8 ounces three times a day. Now, the friend that had this, she had Crohn's, she had ulcerative colitis, she had irritable bowel syndrome, and she had polyps. And she started doing that for 3 months, and when they had to do the surgery, the doctors couldn't find the Crohn's is a constriction in the colon. And I've seen it on the internet, and I don't know how the clay got rid of it and went back to a normal colon, but it did. But you need to be aggressive with it. And I think that testimony, I'm trying to start, it has something about liver, colon, but she had tapeworm. She had a tapeworm, so it's got tapeworm in the title, too. She completely got off her medicine and just went with the clay. And when she came out of the surgery, there was a doctor there saying they wanted to know how she'd gone from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. And this lady's 46 years old. And she's doing amazing things. The one I read you this morning, the testimony of leg ulcers, she's helping that lady with those. She lives in Canada. But the doctor said, I know Crohn's disease when I see it, and it's not there anymore. So, yes, it can help with that. You know, all of these things people say there's no cure for. Give clay a chance. Just give it a chance. All these people facing amputation, all I want is 3 days with clay. 3 to 4 days to show you the circulation is coming back and it's working. I just hate seeing these things happen and burns, severe burns. Somebody had burns over 90% of their body. I'd fix a bathtub full of clay mud and put a pillow in there and stick them down in it. Bernice Morowitz in Austin, Texas. Hi, Bernice. Can I mix clay with coconut oil for pulling? Clay and coconut oil. Clay will absorb oil. So you don't want to mix it in a liquid, in a powder state. You want to have the clay in a mud portion or a liquid portion and then mix it with it and shake it. Now, it's going to absorb the oil. We tried to get them to use it on the BP oil spill, use that industrial cheap grade clay and spray it over that oil spill, because Colin and I both had the same idea. He used motor oil and I used olive oil, and I'd sprinkle dry clay over it. and it absorbed the oil and sunk to the bottom. It's absolutely amazing. So when you're eating pizza or Mexican food or Italian food that's real greasy, a lot of cheese and hot melted cheese and stuff, drink some clay before you eat and after you eat it. Let it pull out that grease before it goes into your body. Thank you for all you do every day and enjoy every moment. Thank you, Bernice. Try that and send me an email and let me know how it works. You can do clay, you can do just clay water for pulling too and swish for the same length of time. But try it and see and let me know. That's how we learn. Mary Ann in Lake County, British Columbia. Dear Perry, thank you so much for your work and providing us with such important information. You and your webinars will be missed. Wishing you much happiness, peace, and great health in your retirement. Thank you, Mary Ann. I'm going to sit and read these and just let myself cry when this is over. It's so beautiful. I want to let it in. And you all mean equally as much to me. Like I say, I'm still here for you with the website. And I know it's not me. The clay has helped a lot of people. I'm just a person that tells you how to use it and not to be afraid to use it. Some of the things they said that you can never cure is psoriasis. And I have testimonials on there about healing with psoriasis and eczema, multiple ones. And another thing is shingles. There's nothing you can do for them. Yes, there is. Brown recluse. I had a lady text the other day that her 10-year-old son got bit by brown recluse and had this big red spot, and she didn't think of clay, and now it's day 5. Will it help him now? And she's already emailed me after one application and said, it's working and it's getting smaller. It's not necroting. It will eat through the flesh and make a big wound. And it's already reversing itself. So I beg you, keep your clay with you. I take some with me all the time. And if you leave it in your car in the summertime, it's going to get dried out easier. But get a little container and put it in there so you have it when you're out and about, if you like to go camping. And if something hurts, I don't care if it's a splinter, put clay on it. It's going to be an amazing, quick recovery. Steve in Houston, happy retirement. Thanks for all your hard work sharing your knowledge with others. I'll be working through the archives to learn more. That website will teach you a lot. Everything I tell you is on there, or most everything I tell you is in the book. The book is the Bible. I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling you, if you want a replacement for me, get the book. And it's got over 180 ailments in there describing what to do and how to use the clay. So it can be your Bible for me, a substitute for me, put it that way. I'm just telling you, you know, what I've learned in some of the testimonials, and we learn from the testimonials. People tell us what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, we've had it pull rattlesnake venom out of dogs, and their face goes down in 2 or 3 days. That usually lasts a couple of weeks. So it's amazing stuff, and I thank you for all the wonderful good wishes. I'm going to keep you in my heart, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate each and every one of you. And Cheryl, we couldn't have done this without you, girlfriend. You've made a big difference here. Keep sending me your questions. I'll try to get to them as much as I can. I like the teleseminar because it gets other people can hear someone else's concern, and it gives them an idea of what to do. So I'm going to sit down and read all these testimonials, I mean all these comments you all said, and just really relish in it. Let me go over to the conference line and see if there's anybody. Wow, this is most people I've ever seen on the conference line, on the phone line. This is great. Would anybody like to say something or tell me something about their clay experience? If you'll press star 2 on your phone, I can open your line. Normally we just have a very small audience, but wow, I even have somebody from an HEB in here, one of the HEB people, so this is exciting. I hope that's Bernice, my friend Bernice. Star 2 will open your phone line if you'd like to speak with me. Okay, I guess they don't have anything to say. They're bashful or they've already put it on the question list. I'm going to check again, and I see no more questions coming in. We've had a wonderful hour. I can't thank each of you enough. I just bless you and wish you health and wellness and prosperity. And read the archives too on the spirituality, the wellness seminars that I did. I just believe, you know, our peace of mind can affect our wellness. And when we have things going on, in this day and time, there's so much going on. We get all in little ball of yarn. How do you undo those little balls of yarn? Take time to meditate, to journal God, tell him your problems and ask for his help and ask him to give you some advice. And if you sit there and you're very still, all of a sudden you'll have this little thought come across your mind and he's writing back to you. Just jot it down. I have volumes and volumes of journals. One of the things I'm going to do is teach a Sunday school class on meditating and God time, talking to God, writing to God, and we just live in such a busy time. If you don't make time early in the morning to sit, I like to sit on my porch and look at the butterflies and the birds and the bees in the early morning, and just something about nature, you know you're in the presence of God and you feel safe and secure, and I wish that for all of you. And I don't want to let go. I don't want to say goodbye. I can't thank you all enough for this venture. It's been quite a journey, and you have enriched my life tenfold, more than I have given. So thank you all, and stay well. Be healthy. Oh, this is hard to do. This is Perry A. signing off. Thank you and goodbye.